You're listening to SBS News.
Too scared to leave the house. That's how 86-year-old Lena felt during the long COVID-19 lockdowns in Melbourne and for many months after they ended. She lives alone in a housing commission unit in Melbourne. On the sixth floor, she's waiting to be moved to a ground floor unit as she finds it difficult using the lift and the stairs.
I'm locked in this building in sixth floor, and I go everywhere with a wheelchair, and if something happened here, nobody helped me. I can't go through the stairs. I'm locked in here. I never go down. Almost I become crippled. I can't use my legs anymore.
With little family support, Lena's in the process of getting her care needs reviewed by Centrelink and other support services. COVID-19 lockdowns were particularly hard for her. It was so frightening. We couldn't go out. We were closed in our homes, our only communication, the television. Only with that we were passing the time. What else could we do? It was extremely difficult because the lockdown lasted for about 2 years.
Along with being scared of contracting COVID, Lena was also frightened of getting vaccinated. With mixed messaging from the media and those around her, she resisted getting her initial shot for a long time. This is where Felicia Bellagia came into the mix. She's one of 44 bilingual educators employed by the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health, who uses her language skills in both Greek and Italian to get the message out about a range of health issues to people like Lena.
Actually, even myself, at the beginning, we were a little bit sceptical about the vaccinations. We didn't know whether they'd work. So many things were going around in the social media, on TV, about side effects. All these myths about, you know, people dying when they receive the vaccination and things like that. And of course, people were intimidated and they didn't want to do, especially the older people with so many health issues.
While the pandemic confined most of us to our homes, for Lena, health issues meant this was happening to her before COVID. Ms. Bellagia says she had some contact with Lena prior to the pandemic, with both attending a Greek Orthodox church in inner Melbourne and both volunteering in the community. Then one day, Lena just disappeared. She stopped going to church and stopped volunteering, something she'd been doing for years.
Back in her day, she was extremely active in the community. She was a volunteer everywhere, especially in the church. For many years, you know, she gave her heart and soul to helping other people, and then elderly institutions and everywhere. And when her turn came, the whole world, you know, turned their back on her. Nobody knows her now.
For Lena, giving to others was a way of making sense of a difficult childhood.
So I can help people because I was an orphan without a mother and I really suffered a lot during my childhood. I wanted to give something back. That's why I volunteered. And if I could still give something to others, I would.
No one at the church or any of the other services had a phone number for Lena. And with no online presence, Felicia started the task of trying to track Lena down the old-fashioned way, by word of mouth.
I've known Lena for a while now. We did meet through the church, and then we sort of lost contact, and then I traced her and we caught up again after the lockdown. And I noticed that her health has been deteriorating, and she had to go through that all by herself completely. That was very painful and things like that, you know, and she had no one to help her.
The hard task of trying to make contact with someone who does not have an online presence also highlights a digital divide that makes people like Lena largely invisible. Data from the first half of 2021 from the Australian Communications and Media Authority shows internet usage among older Australians aged 55 plus went up during the pandemic. The rate jumped from 76% in 2019 prior to COVID-19 lockdowns to 98% during lockdowns. Lena is one of the remaining 2% of older Australians over 55 who don't use the internet and have very little, if any, outside help accessing it. Ms. Bellagia says it's a small but significant segment of the population that isn't across technology and the support that comes with it.
That's a painful story with the older people in the community. They are not connected with technology. They've got a house phone. And that's it. You know, they're not connected to the internet. They haven't got mobiles. And if they do, you know, they use their mobiles in a limited way just to receive and make basic phone calls. And that's it.
Ms. Bellagia says her training was crucial in helping her reconnect with Lena and to encourage Lena to get vaccinated. The reconnection also inspired some of Lena's neighbours to gather at her home and meet Ms. Bellagia.
For me, she is the best person because I judge people how they act towards me. I form an opinion that way. And if a person is worth it, we must respect them and not only spend time with them, but also give them a bit of what we can, a bit of our soul.
Lena hopes this interview encourages people to act with more understanding towards others.
The only advice I have is you need to have patience. An older person needs love and understanding. If you can't offer them that, well, it's best to just stay away.
Ms. Bellagia adds, if anyone is struggling, they should reach out and talk to someone. That help is often just a phone call away.
I cry out and let people know that, you know, older people in different communities should never be alone. There are people like Multicultural Women's Health and other organisations, welfare organisations that are out there to help them, and that they should never be left alone.
Health in My Language National Health Education Program for migrant and refugee communities is currently operating across Australia until the end of the year. And listeners seeking support in their language can contact the Multicultural Women's Health Service on 1800 656 421. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.